Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My next guest, one of the Chicago Theater's most treasured artists. Charles Newell is the artistic director at the Court Theater in Hyde Park. Newell is currently directing The Hard Problem, the latest play from writer Tom Stoppard, runs through April 9th. Newell has worked alongside some of the greats, Tom Stoppard, as mentioned, Tony Kushner, other playwrights, as well as he's going to be directing Arthur Miller's play All My Sons next season. Newell's been the artistic director at the Court for 23 years. He's directed more than 50 productions, including Secret Garden, Tartuffe, Proof, Angels in America, just to name a few. And he's been nominated for 16 Jeff Awards, and that's just for directing. In 2012, Newell was honored by the League of Chicago Theaters with the Artistic Achievement Award. And Charlie Newell's my guest tonight at the big table. Charlie, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure, Justin. Thanks
big
for having
fan
me.
Of yours. All right, so let's talk about the hard. Let's start with The Hard Problem. I mean, I've always known the name Tom Stoppard. I've always known it to be a great playwright. And I have to say, I don't know much beyond the name. Tell us what makes a Tom Stoppard play a Tom Stoppard play.
Well, you know, Tom's work is recognized as being both a combination of a dazzling wit, engaging in highly sophisticated intellectual inquiry, and yet as an audience member, you don't have to know anything about it, and yet you feel like you're getting it as it's happening.
Well, that's good, right?
And the work, in my experience with him, has been, if as director, can we find what is there but is sometimes hard to locate, which is the heart, the emotion, is what we traffic best in the theater. And so when you find the combination of those three things, I think that's when it really
Do you
works
find
wrong.
Yourself gravitating to artists, to playwrights like that, like Tom Stoppard, who can bring that kind of combination that you mentioned?
Well, I am the artistic director of the Court Theater, the professional theater of the University of Chicago. So, yes, we certainly do a lot of very intellectually challenging work. But, you know, I, like most people, go to the theater because I want to be moved. I want to feel something. I want to connect. And that's when you can work with such heightened language. I love heightened verse, et cetera. Stoppard has some of his plays, not this one, that is in a kind of a formal structure of language. But this play deals with all kinds of issues of psychology, neuroscience, biology, philosophy. I mean, he crams it all in together. And actually famously said, yeah, I want to write a play about, you know, the financial crisis of 2007 and 2008. And I want to write a play about, you know, the hard problem in philosophy. Oh, well, I guess I'll do a play, which I'll put them both in it. So this play has been just an absolute joy.
You've had the good fortune of being able to not only produce and direct plays from some outstanding playwrights, American playwrights, but you've worked with them. Collaborated with them. What's your relationship like with a playwright, especially famous ones like a Tom Stoppard or Tony Kushner? Talk about that relationship being a theater in Chicago with some of the great playwrights that we've seen in our time.
Well, I'm the luckiest man in showbiz to be able to have those relationships. With Tom, it began back when the Goodman Theater asked me to direct his other most recent play, Rock and Roll, I think in 2009, if I'm not mistaken. And it was through that where I reached out to him, and he was very open to me calling him in the middle of previews and saying, hey, we got the laugh on that line. What do you think? And he wanted to change some of the ending of that play from its Broadway premiere. And so similarly, when I went to London in 2015, wanted to see his newest play. It was sold out because it was a Tom Stoppard play. So I called him up. He says, oh, I'll get you house seats. So I was able to see The Hard Problem there in its premiere. And then he was very instrumental in helping us secure the Chicago premiere rights to do the play here because of our relationship.
It's surprising to hear that a playwright, especially coming off of Broadway or run in London, would be thinking about tinkering at all with the play. That happens?
That definitely happens. And I mean, Tony Kushner is sort of both infamously, notoriously, wonderfully, is that he's always rewriting, even in Angels in America. But with Tom, what was thrilling is after the premiere in London, there's been production in Philadelphia, San Francisco, Washington, D.C. And in each iteration with those directors and those productions, he did provide some further tinkering. I had the opportunity, again, I just feel so fortunate, where for the weeks of rehearsal, he and I were on the phone frequently from London, from his estate outside of London in Dorset, in which I was able to ask him any question I had, and he was the most generous.
How about that?
I mean, Because he's a theater guy. You know what I mean? He's like, he's a, of course, before the first phone call, I was a little nervous. But then we immediately just got into, how does it work? And what did you think? And how do you intend? And this is my thought. And you try that, Charlie, and get back to me. And that laugh never worked for me. Maybe you can make it work.
Wow.
You know, stuff like that. So he's a theater man through his blood, although he's obviously done a lot of film and other work. But he just loves the process. He talks about his writing is one thing, but it's not until it's in the rehearsal room, in the theater, does it become an event. And that's what he loves. So talking to him about how are we creating this event in Chicago, he's been most generous.
Do you see it the same way? Do you see your shows and your performances as events?
Well, are you talking to me as the artistic director or as the director? Because I sort of think of them in different ways.
I put on both. Let's do one as the artistic director and one as director.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that here in Chicago, we have such a vibrant, incredible theater community and theater-going audience that in order to get some attention to the show that you're doing, one must create a sense of event about it. And so clearly we're doing the Chicago. I mean, how lucky are we that Chicago is going to get to see a brand new Tom Stoppard play? I mean, he's 80 years old. That's not going to happen in too many more times. And so this sense of an event to the Chicago premiere as artistic director and producer person is thrilling. We also try to create events like we did in the new play about Louis Armstrong, Satchmo at the Waldorf, mm-hmm. where we did all kinds of music events, gallery events, literature events around the production. So you're not simply coming to see the show. You're actually kind of getting immersed in the whole larger questions around the play. We're doing something similar with that with the Stoppard play, and it's been thrilling.
Charlie Newell is my guest. He's the artistic director at the Court Theater, also the director of The Hard Problem, the new, the latest Tom Stoppard play, which is on stage at the Court in Hyde Park through April 9th. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Charlie Newell, my guest. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest in studio, Charlie Newell, the artistic director at the Court Theater in Hyde Park. He is also the director of the latest Tom Stoppard play, The Hard Problem, which is on stage at the Court through April 9th. I mean, it's great to talk about the work that you do with playwrights. It's also interesting, too, because the Court puts an emphasis on the classics. What does that mean? When I say that, I kind of don't even know what that means.
Well, you know, recently what it's meant is very quite literally. We did a three-part cycle of Greek classic plays. And so that's a very narrow and specific definition of theater. And what other theater in this city, much less the country, is doing three play cycles of Greek tragedy? We were very honored. We got invited by the Getty Villa out in Malibu to bring our production of Iphigenia and Aulis out there, which we'll be playing in September, October of this year. But to go to your question more directly, I mean, to me, you know, a classic is a play that deals with the timeless themes, the universal truths, the things that we all can connect to in some way. And part of our job as theater artists and when we're working on classics is not only understanding from where that original idea came from. You know, Shakespeare didn't sit down or Molière didn't sit around and say, I'm going to write a classic.
Right.
He was like, I'm writing about something that's true to me right now. So part of our work is obviously to go back and try to, as best we can, it's an interpretive act, understand what was that initial impulse, but then how to bring it, this is the sort of the translation mode of it, how to bring it forward so it means something to people today.
And that's the idea of trying to find meaning in some of the plays that were written in different times, different generations.
Totally. And for me, that's the thrill. And so early previews are some of my favorite time because you know right away whether the choices that you made, is it landing with the audience? Are they connecting with what you think that writer, whenever they wrote the play, was actually after and now we connecting today?
So are there a lot of, I mean, it's interesting because there's probably, how many times in your career, your esteemed career, 23 years down at the Court, have you put a play on and previews like, no, maybe this should have stayed in the 16th century.
Well, frankly, it's usually more of maybe our choices about how to bring this forward were not as, you know, serving. Maybe we didn't understand the 16th century well enough. But that's been my training from the beginning is and I've had an extraordinary group of mentors, you know, master directors who I would observe in rehearsal and how they brought their own personal passionate point of view. And therefore, my job, I think, is as much about, Charlie, you know, read this play, play, and if it means something, if you get moved by it, but you don't understand what that is, there must be something powerful going on in there that through the process of casting, design, rehearsal, performance, we could really get at, and maybe others, like the team around me as well as an audience, could tap into that same kind of emotional response. So for me, it comes right down to, am I moved? Do I read this play and feel something that surprises me, is unexpected? Because if there is that kernel there, then that's, I follow that. It's a very instinctive way of season planning. Sometimes my marketing department bugs me because they go, Charlie, what's the theme of the season? I go, I don't know. I just really like that play and that play and that
play.
Well,
I was going to save that for a little bit later, but we'll get into it.
Yeah.
I mean, as director, I mean, you will bring Tom Stoppard play to the stage as it is now, running through April 9th. But as an artistic director, your job is to plan out a season, to think about the plays that are going to be on stage at the court.
Yeah.
Talk about the process. Let's get into the mind of Charlie Newell. When you set out to put a season together in a Chicago theater, especially at the court, what are things that you have to think about?
Well, I mean, there's so many variables about balance and budget and audience and marketing and all of those other things. But frankly, I try not to worry about any of that up front. It goes back to this very simple emotional response that I described earlier. And then who are the artists, myself obviously included as the principal artist of the theater, who are the artists that could best bring that forward? And do we have that artistic power to be able to do that? And so it's really an intuitive, instinctive response. One of the things I've learned is, you know, if you have an idea and you have a sense about a play, follow it, and if it starts to generate another idea that then provokes another thought, and oh, that person and that director and that choreographer, but if the snowball of the idea starts going, whereas other times I'm like, yeah, I really love this play, and then it'll just kind of sit there and nothing happens, and we go, maybe we won't do
are
that.
Are you consciously thinking about, you know, not to sound like one of your board members, what's the theme, Charlie? But are you constantly thinking about how the plays that you map out for a season connect to each other?
You know, I really don't. I really think about them as individual events and try to really be unique about it, about what those events specifically are. Frankly, it's only in retrospect, and maybe smarter and wiser people than me look back and go, well, Charlie, that season was about this and that and the other thing.
Let them do that, right?
Exactly. I don't. And you know, other artistic directors do and are very successful in this. I don't set out with, we're going to do a theme about isolation or about broken hearts or about, you know, something or political crisis or whatever. It's really about the individual. And, you know, in any given year, I'm reading over 200 plays, either for the first time or over again many times, just to keep every idea thriving. And that's just the plays that I read all the way through, as opposed to the ones that I look at. So, yeah, I have my playwright's wall in my office.
I just had this image of Charlie Newell sitting there going, it was a dark and stormy. Next!
I don't have
time for this.
No, it's more like, wait a minute, what about Molière? Let's go to the Molière section. No, nothing there. Oh, what about Spanish Golden Age?
I mean, as a theater professional, as an artistic director, I mean, do you find yourself reading plays for leisure, for entertainment, or is it all work?
Reading plays is really hard. I find it extremely difficult because, frankly, and I'm sure others have this experience as well, you know, you read it, but you imagine it, right, in your mind, because it's only about the language, the spoken language. So play reading time is for example, I have to block out 3 to 4 hours of quiet, uninterrupted time to read a 2-hour play, just because I need that kind of contemplative quiet time to really hear the play as I read it, to imagine whether it's something worth us doing. And again, I'm always looking for, where's that emotional catch? Where's that place that I go, oh my God, I'm feeling something, and they're talking about things I don't know anything about. Do you know? So it's very intuitive. It's not particularly logical.
Let's do this. Let's take a break, and we'll get an update on tonight's news. In studio with me, Charlie Newell. He's the artistic director of the Court Theater in Hyde Park. The new show is The Hard Problem. It is on stage through April 9th at the Court. It's the latest from writer Tom Stoppard. Charlie Newell, my guest tonight at the big table. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest in studio tonight, Charlie Newell, the artistic director of the Court Theater in Hyde Park. He's been there for 23 years. It's a long time to be there, Charlie. One job. I stayed at one job for 20 years. I understand it, but being in the artistic world, that's a career.
It is. My wife and my newly married bride, when we moved to Chicago in 1992, we had no idea that this would be our fortune. And I just consider myself, again, the luckiest guy in show business, because both Hyde Park, my kids growing up in Hyde Park, going to the lab school. Now they're both off at college. They're 22 and 20, Jake and Luke. We have a neighborhood, we have a family. And what's interesting, though, for me about the job is that maybe it's because I get bored quickly. Every 3 to 5 years, I'm reinventing for myself what the job is and who I am as an artist. So, for example, in the last few years, you'll see in Court's work, I've been doing a lot more work with new plays that are either adaptations or even brand new scripts by writers. And the play we did to open the season, Man in the Ring by Michael Christopher,
We had him in here, yeah.
Was an extraordinary artistic experience, and I never imagined I'd be sitting in a room with Michael Christopher.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but do you run the risk is not the right word, but do you challenge your audiences when the Court has been known for years to present the classics, to reinterpret the classics, to bring it to. Do you run the risk of audience confusion when you approach new work or try something different that might be out of that mission and category that the Court has been so defined in?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and I think about it and worry about it, and then I say, well, let's just do the work we really believe in and continue to take the kind of risk that has earned us the reputation that we have and hope that the audience will go with it, and so far they certainly have. I mean, I've gone through iterations. I mean, for a while I was doing a lot of musical work, and Porgy and Bess was probably the kind of pinnacle moment of that journey. For a while I was doing a lot of French Baroque comedy. For a while, you know, it's like I kind of go through cycles, as does the theater. And I got to mention Ron O.J. Parson, who's our resident artist, who's done extraordinary work of bringing the African-American classics to Court stage, most recently for Blues from Alabama Sky, which just was spectacular early this year. So my belief is that I, as an individual artist, and Court as an artistic institution, we have to constantly be pushing and challenging ourselves to take the next risk. We've all been to theater, even no artists perhaps, who think, oh, the only way I can build my career is if I keep doing that thing I always do that always maybe gets nice reviews and does well. But I go to the theater when I see that work and I think, oh, been there, done that. What's the challenge? What's the next place? Sometimes we take risk and it doesn't come out as well as we'd hoped. But we're in such a generous audience here in Chicago where that even when the accomplishment may not be what you'd hoped, the ambition is still rewarded.
Charlie Newell is also he's the director of The Hard Problem. It's on stage now. It's the latest play from writer Tom Stoppard, running through April 9th. Let's go back to the classics. I mean, because even next season, you're going to direct Arthur Miller's All My Sons.
Yeah.
One of the things about the plays that you've done, and you've directed over 50 at the Court, as they are so varied and they're so all over the map, from, like you mentioned, the cycle of Greek plays to Molière to Tom Stoppard to, you know, Arthur Miller.
Yeah.
It's surprising to me, and I try to ask this question in a way that I don't sound so foolish, but it's amazing to me what the written word can do, and the fact that over centuries and centuries as human beings we've been writing down words in this form, and they still resonate today and they still make it to stage in 2017 at places like the Court.
Yeah.
For you as an artistic director, does that at all resonate, the idea that, do you think about the history of that word, their history of plays, and the way that human beings have communicated?
Absolutely. I mean, if I can describe my own personal calling in life, is to create transformative emotional experiences for myself and for my community. And thank God that the theater does that so powerfully and, to my mind, so uniquely, where we all gather in a room and listen to a single person speak or sing something in which we all have this kind of communal act of imagining ourselves and going on that journey. I think, you know, not to get a little on a soapbox here, I think the need for that communal connection is even more necessary given how much our technology isolates us in so many different ways, and how much our politics bifurcates everybody. So getting everybody in the room to experience, to find the common ground together, is something that I think theater has a unique power to do.
I think about all those things that you just mentioned, politics or even technology. Yeah. Not only do they isolate, but they distract, and they also take audiences away.
Yeah.
as the theater grows, and not just here in Chicago, but just the fact that human beings are on stage,
yeah,
those are some challenges. The idea that I don't need to leave my chair because I can turn my phone on and I can watch a play.
Totally.
I can watch them. But there's a lot of different things to do. Do you think about that as a leader in Chicago theater, leading the Court Theater, about the challenges of getting butts in seats?
Oh, all the time. And rather than try to, we should have more technology in our work, or we should have, I don't know, my strong belief is we just got to do better theater. And we got to do what we do best better. And that's another reason why I'm kind of a restless soul. I'm always looking for the next risk and challenges. I'm perhaps famously known for, or infamously, at Court Theater, is I come into office and go, I read this play last night. It terrifies me. I don't know how to do it. We're going to do it. So the more challenged I am by it, I follow that instinct because I know that I'm going to be provoking the text itself and myself to stretch, because that's what we're asking an audience to do. We're asking you to come in and have this experience where maybe you'll get changed. Maybe something is going to move in you that could only happen in that environment, uniquely through theater. So, again, I think the theater has an invaluable place in our culture these days, and I'm constantly thinking about how can we best do it to celebrate.
A lot of what you talk about, this idea, there's this scary play, it's way too ambitious, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, I hear from so many different theater artists that come through here, and they talk about the Chicago ethos, what makes Chicago a great theater town. It's not ultimately the product, it's the process.
Yeah,
in the
totally,
way that so many
totally.
People. And I guess the question I have for you is, it sounds like from, you know, as I have different actors come in and why they stay, why they don't go to other coasts, things like that. It sounds to me that that's something that has been forged over time and maybe forged by the actions of artistic directors who have spent 23 years in their job. But I'm saying that we might, of, you know, just saying that this is it's something that, I mean, you have helped design the Chicago ethos when it comes to art and theater.
Well, that's a very generous comment. I would just say that for me, the marker of success, while reviews and awards and ticket sales are wonderful, but for me personally, as well as how I look at the art of Court Theater, is how much did we grow? How much did we change by having this process? And for me, some of the proudest moments are when actors and designers and others say, you know, Charlie, I've been changed as an artist. I've grown as an artist as a result of working here. And I think that happens in so many theaters in Chicago, and why people are so hungry for that continued, you know, kind of lifelong learning, if you will. Mm-hmm. Every day I got to think about how to do that, because you're never done. You're never finished. And that's one of the things that I love about it. Of my late great mentor, former artistic director of the Guthrie Theater, Marlon Wright, said, Charlie, if you really want to be a director, you got to commit your life to a never-ending journey of discovery about process. And I said, sign me up, because that sounds, you know, people talk about the idea of, when are you going to retire? I'm 58. I never want to retire, because why would I ever want to stop that kind of growth? So I try to bring that every day to my work.
One of the best, the artistic director of the Court Theater, Charlie Newell, who is also the director of The Hard Problem, the latest play from writer Tom Stoppard. It runs through April 9th at the Court in Hyde Park. Can't thank you enough, Charlie, for coming in and being my guest tonight.
Justin, you're awesome. Thank you.